He is so good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's stand this morning, and why don't you turn? We've been talking about the spirit life. God wants us, living in the spirit. Praise God. And I've got some practical things going to share with you today. Christianity is not that hard. It is not that hard, folks. Amen. And God wants you to be an influencer, changing people's lives. Amen. Not them influencing you for the worse, but you influencing them for the better, right? Romans 8:1. This is some of my favorite scriptures. I love the word, but this, I mean, Romans 8:1, some of my favorite scripture. We're just going to start in verse 1 and go down several verses here in a few minutes, but I just want to kind of set this up a little bit, okay, this morning, and you're going to be blessed by this today. Let's put it up in the right rendition there. Let's put it up in the New American Standard. It just does it better, man. The Greek comes out better because when you read this, there's a comma there. If you notice, oh, now that's better. I like that. Isn't that better? That's the way it should be. That's the way it should read. Yeah. So that's the original Greek, close as it is. So in the original Greek, it says there is therefore now. Everybody say now. No condemnation. No condemnation. No condemnation for those who are what? In Christ Jesus, period. Period. Isn't that awesome? That is awesome, okay? Hold up your Bible this morning. Let's say it like we mean it. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have, and I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear, my heart is open to receive God's word, and I will never be the same, never, never the same in Jesus' name. Amen. Give somebody a high five and say, no condemnation here. Praise God. Amen. Well, if you go back to verse 7, because this is just a continuation, you know, there wasn't a chapter or anything in the Bible like that. That was just made there for us for easier reading. But when you go back to chapter 7 and you begin to read chapter 7, Paul is really addressing a man who is trying to live under or up to the law. And trying to live under and up to the law was bringing death to him instead of life. The law is always performance-based. The law is always performance-based. It measures how good you are by your performance. Amen? Grace is based on Jesus and his performance. I want to live under Jesus' performance instead of under my performance, because I know Jesus performed perfectly when I couldn't. And so here's this big struggle. Paul says, what I wanted to do, I find myself not doing it. And in my members, there's this law working, the law of death. It's basically what he's saying in chapter 7. And there's this big struggle going on. Then he kind of concludes in the chapter, who shall deliver me? And what does he say? I thank God. Through whom? Jesus Christ. Amen. Then he goes into this glorious chapter about spirit living and spirit-filled life, because there is the law and then there is the spirit life. Amen. And so we as Christians are in the new covenant and we live in the spirit life. We're not under the law any longer. We're not performance-based. Amen. We're Jesus-based. Isn't that awesome? Amen. And so he comes to this conclusion and he says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Why? Because we're not measured by our performance. Everything's measured by Christ's performance and he's perfect. So now you're not under condemnation any longer. You're not condemned. You're living in life. Aren't you glad? Amen. We're living in life. We're living about what Jesus has done for us and not what we do in order to attain eternal life. Eternal life has already been bought for us through Jesus Christ. And so we're no longer condemned because we're not living up to the law. Hallelujah. Isn't that awesome? Amen. We have a different life now in Christ and in the Spirit. So let's go on down and look what he says here. Next verse. For the law of the Spirit. See, there is the law, the Ten Commandments. Then there's the law of the Spirit. I choose to live under the law of the Spirit. The law of the Spirit is where freedom is. The law of the Spirit is where there's no condemnation. The law of the Spirit is where life is, not death. I'm going to choose to live under the law of the Spirit, of the life that is in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of what? The life. Not death, but life. Jesus brings life. I'm going to choose to live in the life. How about you? And he said, I'm coming to give you life, and how am I going to give it to you? More abundantly, to the full, till it overflows. Man, you're not living unless you're living in Jesus today. But if you're living in Jesus, you've got life in you, church. Anybody got life? Anybody alive this morning? Amen. Are you alive today? Praise the Lord. Has set you free from what? The law, the Old Testament law, which many churches are still preaching and mixing today, the Old Testament law of sin and of death. Who wants to be there? I don't want to live there. I have changed addresses. When we became born again, Christ came into our heart, into our life, and we changed addresses. Now we're living not under the Old Testament, but under the new covenant of life. I love that. Praise God. Not death. For what the law, the Ten Commandments, could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh by dying on the cross. So sin has been dealt with. Sin is no longer the issue. Sin is done. Through Jesus Christ. It is all completed in him. He took everybody's sin. Isn't that awesome? I love that. Look at this. So that the requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh. Who do not walk any longer according to the flesh. What is the flesh? Most people think the flesh, they think it's their skin or this. That's not the flesh. The flesh is a mindset of thinking that is contrary to the life that we have in Jesus Christ and his word. So the flesh is a way of thinking that is contrary to the life and the words of Jesus Christ. The flesh has actions to it, but it's a way of thinking. If you think it long enough, you'll act it. So the flesh goes contrary to God's word, to the words of Christ. So that is what the flesh is. The flesh, who walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. The law might be filled in us who do not walk according to what? The carnal way or the way of thinking that is against God's word. We are no longer thinking or setting our mind against God's word, but we agree with God's word and what God's word says about us. Therefore, we're not performance-based because the flesh leads to action. The flesh is always performance-based, but the Spirit points to Jesus. Whoa, hallelujah. Amen. The flesh, when you begin to think and dwell on that and you begin to be that carnal thought, your actions are wrong. But when you begin to think and dwell on the word, your actions line up with the word. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Living the Christian life is simple, and there's one thing that we have to do. There's only one thing that we do, is that we renew our mind to what God has said. That is it. That is all. Just renew our mind to what the Lord has said about you in the word. Boy, that's just too hard, Pastor. That is so simple, but so many people miss it because they're trying to live up to some performance. God didn't want you living up to performance. He just wants you to change your mind. That's what repenting is. It's changing your mind and agreeing with what God says about you in his word instead of what somebody else says about you or thinks about you, right? So the law might be fulfilled in us. How? Who do not walk according to the flesh or performance or a carnal mindset, but according to what? The Spirit. Amen. For those who are according to the flesh I love when Scripture interprets Scripture, don't you? You know, I love that. That's the way I love to study the Bible. Don't just take, you know, a Scripture out of context, because what you get is a con with the text. Right? So don't take it out of context. Get into the Word. We, you know, what I love about our church is you guys are hungry for the Word. You want to grow in the Word, man. And that's what's exciting, because as you're growing in the Word, you're automatically being changed. Amen. Your mind is being renewed. It's not an effort. It's just an easy thing. The Word says it. I believe it. Therefore, it is. I want to tell you something. Your spirit never has a blue day. Your born-again spirit never has a blue day. You can choose to be in the flesh and allow people to affect you and things to affect you and what they say to affect you, or you can choose to be in the spirit and stay at peace. It's right here in the mind. Hello? Don't allow the actions of others to affect you in your spirit life. Your spirit is totally at peace right now. Oh, my gosh, your born-again spirit is just like Jesus. He's not upset. He's not freaking out. Whoa, no, man. He is just totally chilling, baby. He's, you know, but what happens is because we live in this earth suit and we function in this earth suit, and we have all these emotions going on, and we haven't learned how to get those under the Spirit and under the Word, because, you know, you have that spirit of slap come upon you, and, you know, you have all those emotions that you've grown up with and all those things that you're having to deal with. And so it's a process of continuing renewing our mind, amen, and growing in that area of our life of renewing our mind every moment to what God's Word says. But the spirit is never nervous. It's never fretting. It's never worried. Why? Because it's God's spirit. I'm going to tell you something. You got God in you. God living in you. God living in you. How cool is that? You know? Turn to somebody and say, act like it. Amen. Respond like it. Praise God. But since we live in this earth suit and we have all these emotions that we deal with at times, you know, we have to really choose the spirit life. Right? How many agree with that? How many understand that? Yo, some of you do. The rest of you lying. Amen. No, I'm just teasing. I'm teasing. Amen. Hallelujah. For those who are according to the flesh, establish your minds. Establish them where? In the Word of God and what God's Word says about you. That's faith. Establish it. What does it say? When I get up in the morning, what does God say? When I go into work, what does God's Word say? When the boss is breathing down my neck, what does God's Word say? What are you worried about? You're going to get fired. Well, you know what? There's always another job, because God is my provider. I'm going to do my very best. If they don't like my best, I can't accept that or help that, but I know God is my provider. So I don't have to worry about that, because God is my provider, right? It's not that I'm going to be a slacker, because I'm not a slacker. I'm a born-again believer, spirit-filled. I'm on time. I show up. I do what I do. Amen. Because God lives in me, and He expects excellence, right? I'm excellent. I have excellence in my spirit. I have the wisdom and the mind of Christ in my spirit. Therefore, I don't have to take thought concerning tomorrow. I don't take it. I don't take it. I don't like when people say, oh, take care. Anybody? I know they mean that nicely. Take care. How many ever, somebody comes up to you and says, hey, Robert, just take care. Bless you, take care. I don't want to take care. I don't want care coming my way. I don't want to take care. Hello? Don't tell me, take care, Pastor. No, I'm not going to take your care, right? I'm not going to take your care, my care. It's the care of Jesus, right? Right, He cares. Cast your care on Him, because He what? Cares for you. And, you know, what happens when people come to church, you know, when we come to church, it's a process of renewing our mind. because when we hear the word of God, we're renewing our mind. And then when people, you know, kind of miss, you know, and sometimes you have to, I know Faith had to miss, but you know, you miss that opportunity to continue again to renew your mind by just hearing the word under that anointing, right? But those who are according to the Spirit, what do they mind? What do they set their mind on? The things of the Spirit. The things, that's what a Christian does. We set our minds when it comes to us contrary to what God's word says. No, my mind is set on the Spirit. We all have opportunities to live in and walk in the flesh. They're there daily. Because somebody's going to offend you. Somebody's going to say something against you. Somebody's going to speak a negative word. You all have opportunities to respond according to the flesh. But no, we change our mind and decide we're going to respond according to what the word says about it. Out of our spirit. Why? All right, let's go on. Look at this next verse. For the mindset on the flesh, the mindset that is contrary to the word of God and the way of thinking of the word is what? Death. Who wants to live there? So, you know, if your mind is constantly set, and folks, you know what? I love this simple little saying. It's true. Either Andrew said this or Creflo said this, and I've said it. You know, it's so funny because I go to places and I sit there in Holly, and Holly said, honey, you said that. You said that. You said that. I said, yeah, I know, honey. You've been listening to me for 30-something years. You know I said to say some of that, right? So I was teaching on spirit, soul, and body a long time ago. Long time ago. I mean, I remember doing my illustrations a long time ago. Didn't even know Andrew, but God had just revealed that to me, and it's a wonderful teaching. It's awesome. Amen. But here's the thing, folks. You know, the mindset on the flesh, if you don't think it, you won't do it. If you don't think it, you won't act it. If you never think adultery, you won't. If you never think fornication, you won't. If you never think stealing, you won't. If you never think about shooting somebody with a gun, hello? The guy this week, you know, shot people and people shooting people left and right. You know, all the murdering going on. If they're not thinking it, they're not doing it. It's what you think and you dwell on becomes your action. But if you think and dwell on the word, then what is your action going to be? Woo! That's why it says the mindset on the flesh is death. Who wants that? You know what? You know what? You can be stupid and God still loves you. Stupid. You can be dumb and God still loves you. You can do dumb things. You can commit adultery, and God still loves you while you're committing adultery. He does. You can steal. You can go to jail. God will love you in jail. He'll love you, but don't be stupid. Turn to somebody and say, don't be stupid, right? I think Elise used to say something like that, you know. Stop it, stupid, something like that, you know. For the mindset of the flesh, but the mindset of the spirit is what? How many want life and peace? I don't know, but that's what I want, man. Just give me life and peace. Life and peace. You know, I love walking in my home. I know my nephew comes to our house, and he'll say, Uncle Steve is so peaceful here. He'll get around me, and he'll say, Uncle Steve, you're so peaceful. Why? What's going on? Well, he lives sometimes with my brother, and my brother is not too peaceful at times. So, you know, it's just a contrast. But I really, man, I want to cultivate that in my life. I want when people to come up to me, they'll say, wow, man, you got such peace in your life. What is that, Jesus? Jesus, man, just peace in our life. Life and peace, man. Look at that. Just going down to the next verse here. We're going to move on. Because the mindset on the flesh is what? Hostile towards God. For it does not subject itself to the law of God, for it is not even able to do so. And those who are in the flesh cannot what? Cannot please God. Your mindset cannot even please God. So get out of that mindset. Get out of that way of thinking. Get over back to the word. Amen. And let's go on to the next verse. Why not while we're here? So, however, you are not in the flesh. He had to remind them. He said, hold on a second, guys. You're not in the flesh. No, you've got the Spirit of Christ living in you. You are in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. But if any man does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You are not in the flesh, you are in the Spirit. Turn to somebody and say, thank God. Thank God. Amen. So the unseen flesh tells the physical flesh what to do. The unseen flesh, you can't see it, you can't see your way of thinking, but the actions you see, right? So don't use the righteousness of God, don't use the righteousness of God as an excuse to take advantage of fleshly or selfish opportunities. Look at Galatians 5, 13, 16. Let's go there. Galatians 5, 13, 16. Don't use it as an excuse. Oh, I'm just so weak. No, you're not. You are strong. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Amen. Look at this. For you are called to freedom. How many know that? We are free in Jesus. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad for that? Man, the Spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. I'm free in Jesus. Amen. Brethren, only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the wrong way of thinking. Don't allow your freedom to go back to the wrong way of thinking, but through love serve one another, right? Let's go on down. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. What a powerful statement. But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you're not consumed by one another. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and what? You will not carry out. If you don't want to carry out something, just choose the Spirit. Set your mind back over on the Spirit. Oh, hang on. That's the wrong way. See, everything starts with a thought. That's exactly, everything starts with a suggestion. You need to write that down. Everything starts with the devil has not changed his tactic in all these years. Same thing he approached Adam and Eve with, Eve. Same thing he approaches you with. Same thing he approached Jesus with. Right? Same thing he approached Jesus with. Hey, if you be the, and notice he always put the if in there. Always trying to get you to doubt. Well, if God really loved you, this divorce wouldn't happen. People have choice. People can be stupid. Right? That's what I said. People have a choice. You still have a choice. You can act stupid or act spirit. I take spirit, you know. You know, you have a choice to cuss. You can cuss. God love you cussing. He doesn't love you cussing, but he loves you anyway if you do cuss. And you know what? He doesn't get upset. Right? Y'all hear what I'm saying? God loves you. Amen. But you don't have to act stupid. Right? You hear what I'm saying? But I say walk by the Spirit and you'll not carry out what? You will not carry it out. If you renew your mind, you won't see yourself carrying those things out. In the flesh. It's just simple of renewing your mind. Amen. Ephesians 1. Let's look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1, 2, 3. Let's go down here. Ephesians 1, chapter 1. Just start verse 1. Why not? Let's go back up there and we'll go through this. Amen. Ephesians 1, 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ, by the will of God, to the saints who are at Ephesus, who are faithful in Christ. Who are what? Faithful in Christ. Grace to you and peace from our Lord Jesus Christ, from the Lord Jesus Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of the Lord Jesus who has with what? All spiritual blessings. Where are they at? In you. In Christ Jesus. Where are you at? In Christ Jesus. Where are the blessings at? In you. They're not out there. They're in you. They're there already in your born-again spirit, waiting for you to release that by faith. Hallelujah. Grace provided, faith releases, faith takes. Amen? So they're there. The blessing is God's supernatural ability on your natural. It's God's supernatural on your natural. Hallelujah. It's the root of the fruit. It's already in you. Praise God. Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches. And the branches bear what? It's not the root that's bearing fruit, it's the branches bearing fruit. Amen. The root is the sustaining, but we are the branches. So we bear the fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering. All of that is within us already. Isn't that cool? Amen. I love that. Praise the Lord. So he says, we have this already. We are blessed, declaring that you are blessed, declaring that, saying that, defeats a carnal mindset. Open up your mouth, start saying what the word says you are. I am not angry, I'm calm. I am not poor, I'm rich. I'm not without wisdom, I have wisdom. I know what to do in this situation. God is directing my path. I'm not lost, I am found. I'm not confused, I am sane, sound-minded. I'm not losing my mind, I have the mind of Jesus. Yeah. I'm not falling apart, I'm together. He holds me. All things are complete in him. Of course, you got to know a little bit of the word to know, hello. If you don't know the word, then you're going to be, what am I? Let me see, what am I? What did they say I am? Oh, yeah, that's what I am. No, you got to know the word, amen? So all the blessings are located in the spirit, in your born-again spirit. That's where all the blessings are. And walking in the spirit is simply walking and acknowledging what God says about you in his word and what you are in the spirit. Look at what John 6:63 says. John 6:63, I love this scripture. It's just one of the most, you should underline this in your Bible and have it highlighted, okay? You need to get on this right here. John 6:63, it is the Spirit who gives what? There it is again. Who's given life? That same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you, quickening, bringing your mortal body to life. The flesh, the carnal way of thinking, the world's way of thinking, the world's opinion is so stupid. It's so dumb. Folks, don't go by what Hollywood's saying. Bollywood, Hollywood, Dollywood, whoever would. Go by what the word would say. Amen? And don't get caught up in all this. Man, there's so much of this end time stuff out there. Fourth moon, blood moon, purple moon, red moon. You know, how many's heard any of that? How many, have you heard of that? Store up, hoard up, get all your stuff, you know. You're getting ready to go through it. No, you're going to get ready to go out of here, but you're not going to go through it. But anyway, don't get caught up in all that stuff. God came to give you life. You all still with me a few more minutes this morning? It is the flesh who gives life. The flesh profiteth what? What is setting our mind on the flesh do? It produces death. It profits nothing. A carnal mindset profits nothing. You may have fun. The Bible says sin is fun for what? A season, it only's going to last you a while, okay? God will still love you in your sin. He still cares about you. He's mad. His love does not change from you when you're out doing stupid things. God still loves you, but it's not going to profit you in this life. It causes a lot of pain and heartache. You know, you don't want to go down that road. That's what God's saying. You don't have to go down that road. But the words that I have spoken to you are what? So what is spirit and what is life? What is? Is it my opinion? Is it someone else's opinion? No, what is spirit and life? The word is spirit and life. That's what spirit and life is. It is God's word in you is spirit and life. Oh, man, that's good, man. That's so good. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God quickens or gives life to the things of God that you desire. Jesus' words are only identified as spiritual things. If you're not in his word, you're not in the spirit. You got to get in the word, man. Hallelujah. Understand what it's saying to you. Praise God. Let it work out in your life. Let it renew your mind. Let it change your mind. Amen. So walking in the spirit, power, blessings, and life versus walking in the flesh. No profit in the flesh, lots of profit in the spirit. I'm going to choose the Spirit. How about you? Hallelujah. Walking in the flesh opens up you to act dumb, takes away, and God still loves you. Brings curse into your life, and God still loves you. Hello? Walking in the Spirit is awesome. Look at Proverbs 23:7. You know this verse. You are what you think you are. You are what you think you are. And folks, don't let someone label you. Don't allow somebody to label you. You have a label. Christian. Christian. Christ in you. That is your label. Don't allow someone to put some label on you. Amen. It's what you are. For as he thinks within himself, so he is. How are you thinking? How are you thinking about yourself? Man, have a positive image of yourself. Hello? Because that's who Jesus sees you. You're just like Jesus. As he is, so are you in this world. Have a positive image. Have a positive expectation of good every day. You get up, it's going to be a good day today. Why is that? Because Jesus is in me. Even on Monday, it's a good day because Jesus is in me. Hallelujah. Even on Tuesday, it's a good day. Even on Wednesday, it's a good day. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, happy days. Wednesday, amen. Every day is a good day, right? Why? Because Jesus is in you. It's all how you're thinking about it. Man, I choose to think good. Choose to think good things are coming your way. Amen. Don't accept the devil's suggestions. Don't accept the enemy's suggestions. How do you know if it's from the enemy, Pastor? If it goes against the word, it's from the enemy. If it's not doing you good and bringing life, it's from the enemy. Are you wanting to accept that or you want to choose life? That's so easy. You know, it's like God gave you this test. He says, over there in Deuteronomy, he says, life or death? And then he gives you the answer. Choose life. It's like, why wouldn't anybody want to do that? Easy test. I like them. I love open book. Anybody like open book in school? Man, open book is fun, man. It's like, I can do this. Amen. So I can do the other because I have a good memory. I it's just easy. It's just, you know, they put it out there and I write it down. I just remember it and put it back. So it's not hard. You know, some people struggle in that area, but I had a good retention. So, but, you know, God says it's an open book. Life, death, choose what? And he says what to choose. A, B, A, choose life. Right? Choose life. Choose life. It'll go well with you. Hello? It'll go well with you. I won't have to come and visit you in jail. It'll go well with you. I don't have to counsel you. Hallelujah. Oh, Pastor, everything's falling apart. I don't know what I can do. You know, when people come to me like that, instantly I know right away they have not been in that word. They're not renewing their mind. They're just allowing their emotions and flesh and people to dictate their situation. And some people love living in drama. Why do you want to live there? I know a person in my family, and that their whole life is drama. Every day there's drama going on. I'm like, Jesus, why? Because he's not renewed his mind to the word of God. And he reacts. And it's always a quick one, too. You know, folks, calm it down. Settle it down. Put your snout at the spout where the blessings come out. Amen. And calm it down. Just, you know, don't be so quick to respond and react to everything. Amen. Just breathe in Jesus. Breathe out Jesus. Hello? I'm telling you some good things this morning. Now, you can receive it or not, but I'm telling you, you know what? If you want a life of life and peace, enjoy your family, and, man, wake up in the morning and your head's not hurting and you're feeling good and you're just thanking God for all the good things of life, and praise God, man, I get home, I am so thankful for my bed. Thankful for my wife to see her first, then thankful for my bed. I said, thank you, and thankful for my pillow. Man, I was in a hotel this week, and it was the hardest mattress in my life. I don't think I slept at all, you know. And I go from a hotel. But I'm thankful. You begin to get thankful. You know, I don't know what it is, man, but a thankful attitude just keeps your mind on Jesus. Just thankful, because you know what? You're not taking credit. You're giving it to him. And it just keeps your mind on the Lord, and you're just renewed, and you grow in the Word, and you're thankful. You know, if you're single this morning, be thankful. If you're married, be thankful. Hello? Be thankful. If you're old, be thankful. If you're young, be thankful. Praise God. Stand. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, give God some praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn to somebody and say, it's not that hard. Not that hard. Strongholds. Let me close in this. Strongholds. Strongholds. What are strongholds? People have strongholds. Strongholds, man. You know, those places in your mind that you've allowed to build up. A stronghold is a house made of thoughts. That's what a stronghold is. A house made of thoughts that are contrary to the Word of God. But Jesus has given us the power to pull down strongholds. Right? He's given us the power to pull. Look at 2 Corinthians 10, 1 through 6, real quick. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 10. Paul had to write to Corinthians because they were full of strongholds. They had wrong thinking going on at the Corinthian church. So Paul had to write to them. Now I, Paul, myself, urge you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, I who am meek when face to face with you, but bold towards you when absent, I ask that when I am present, I need not to be bold with the confidence. Let's go on down. So let's go. Who regards us as if we walked according to the flesh? Go on down. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according what? To the flesh. You know, people talk about spiritual warfare and all. The war is right here. Here's where the war is. If you win it here, you win it. Stop thinking negative stuff about yourself. When you look in the mirror and say, well, I don't look so good, I need to change that. Love yourself the way you are. Ladies, especially, us guys, we don't have too much problem. Oh, I'm fat. Well, I'm fat. Hey, big deal. Love yourself where you are, right? May not be healthy for you, but love yourself. Love yourself. Y'all ain't hearing what I'm saying. Love yourself, man. Get in the mirror and laugh at yourself. Ha! Look at that. Hey, God made me funny, man. But I love me because God loves me. Praise God, man. You got to get a sense of humor about yourself. God loves you. He laughs at you. I'm sure he's saying, look at what I made down there. Look at that, man. Hey, Jesus, isn't that funny, man? You know, I love them just the way they are. Look how they're acting. Jesus, I still love them. Because of you, Jesus, I love them. Well, the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh. We're not fighting one another, folks. But divinely what? Powerful for the destruction of fortresses or strongholds. We are destroying speculations. Destroying speculations. When that thought comes up to you, we are destroying it. And every lofty thing raised up against the knowledge. What is the knowledge? The knowledge is what? What is God's knowledge? The Word. Everything that comes up against the Word. Every lofty thing. And we are taking every thought. Every thought. Every thought. Well, you're a loser. You'll never amount to anything. No, I am successful. You'll never be prosperous. No, I'm prosperous. Your dad died at 30 years old. You two know, not me. I have long life promised to me. No, your mom had cancer. That's not my gene. I've got some new genes. I got some Jesus genes. Hello? Come on, somebody. Amen? That's how you begin to put it on yourself, and you begin to renew that mind to it. No, that's not me. I've got a new identity. Right? And we are taking every... You get up on Sunday morning and say, oh, I'm just so tired. No, I'm going to church today. I'm not missing that. I'm going to gather at the house of the Lord, right? Every thought captive to the obedience of what? Christ. Wow. And we are ready to punish all disobedience whenever your obedience is complete. Man, every thought. battle of the mind. You win it here in the mind. You win it in life. You just have to do it, folks. It's something we do. When the word comes to you, you know, you just take that word. That's God's word. Put it in your mind. Say, that's me. Amen. Raise your hands up this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, out of your mouth this morning. Let's say this. I take every thought that is negative and contrary to God's word, and I cast it out. I only receive what God's word says about me, not the opinions of somebody else. Therefore, I never have to be offended, because I know God loves me, and that's what's important in my life. He loves me the way I am. I'm beautiful. I'm all together. I have the wisdom and the mind of Christ. I take my authority as a believer and cast down everything that comes in contrary to God's word. I receive and live by God's word every moment of my life. I receive that. I take it. It is mine. It is life and it is peace. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. Now turn to somebody and say, I'm different than when I walked in, because my mind has changed. I had a different opinion when I walked in this morning, but now I've got a new opinion. Hallelujah. I was about to respond differently, but now I'm going to respond right according to the word. I was about to do this, but now I'm lined back up to where I need to be in my mind. Hallelujah. Woo! Praise God. Man, that's me today. Praise God. That's you today. Man, that's the life. That is the victorious life in Jesus. Five people say, I'm so blessed this morning. How about you? Five people. Amen. Tell them, come on, hug them, find them, you know, tell them who you are. Say, I'm so blessed. Praise God. I love you guys. You're awesome. Hey, invite somebody out next week. Tell them to come out early. Praise God. No coffee. There's coffee, no donuts next week, but just get here early anyway. Praise the Lord. Love you guys.